Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers. Web crawlers lay away.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag episode. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we play your voicemails and read anything else that we might need or feel like reading. Do we have anything that we need or feel like reading today?
We've got some voicemails.
Let's get into them.
We've definitely got some voicemails. Okay, number one.
Hi, lovely web crawler.
Hi.
Good morning.
Boy,
it's Samantha from Nebraska. Grandpa's finger falling.
Grandpa's finger. Yeah,
Grandpa's severed finger.
Yeah. I have caught up with all the 90 Day Fiancé universe. So I thought I would call it just with my thoughts. This last 90 Day Fiancé, I just like, I need Clayton and Anali to just not happen.
Yeah.
Every time, it just makes me so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
I get so uncomfortable. I did love the whole thing about, like, he was so anxious about the guinea pigs on the trip. And she's
funny.
Like, they're still... Like,
they're
how
still
are the guinea pigs? I wish, I need them to not get married. Love that the only words in English and all I can say are a stripper.
A stripper.
Love that. I don't know. I just don't think she likes him.
She hates it. Is disgusted by him.
Yeah, she's disgusted by him.
Citra. But anyway, I love that she's like, my ideal wedding is Twilight vibes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, honestly, same. Like, why did I have
vampires,
a Twilight-themed wedding? That's genius.
That is a pretty good idea.
And then I just watched The Single Life last night. I'm all caught up with that. I've been watching Tyrae on live on TikTok. He's just such a genuine person. I need him to find love.
Yeah.
I need him to have the best things in life.
Yeah,
he is a gem. Love that he got like a little, you know, dip your toes in the water, quote unquote, date, like talking to a chick, like actually got a girl's number. You know, that was really sweet to see. If he just is himself, he'll find somebody great. And finally, okay, Natalie is unhinged, but looked completely out of it. Am I wrong? He was wiping at his nose. He looked so out of it at that dinner. I just don't know. I don't want to watch them. I do agree with you guys that Single Life is a major dud. Yeah. And the next thing is, I just want to talk about the beef between Nikki and Meg. Don't make me choose. But Nikki is, I fear she's making us choose because this is getting out of control. Like, you don't talk about somebody's dead mother. Like, that's so terrible. And
I don't know.
I can't defend her. I can't defend.
There's a part two. Wait, Nikki
Minaj and Meg the Stallion.
Oh, she's her dead mother?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Oh, I didn't see
that. That's not good.
That's not cool.
Samantha from Nebraska, part two. Okay, back to Nikki and Meg. I guess I'm team Meg. Really rethinking naming my child Roman. We just had a baby. I named him Roman. However, I am a Nicki Minaj fan, and of course one of her alter egos that she raps, like, in voice is Roman.
Oh, it is?
And I love the song, Roman's Revenge. But I will say, most of the reason we named him Roman was the character on Succession. We just love that name. Love Kieran Culkin and how he portrayed a very, very, very flawed person and still made them somewhat, sympathetic. So we just love the name Roman. But now I'm going to have to defend myself. Like, yes, I'm a Barb. I love Nikki, but... I think she is my Kanye. She is my Kanye now. So
yeah,
problematic. Okay, love you, girls. Bye.
Roman,
I don't know enough about this beef. I think
I know. I didn't know there was more,
like, moms and Romans, and I don't know.
Roman is her alter ego.
Yeah, I need to look more into this.
Oh,
I think.
Oh boy. Okay, Nikki. I thought she was talking about Nikki from 90 Day Fiancé.
I know,
like,
I could tell.
Meg.
Yeah, I'm like, Meg? Which one's Meg?
Huh? Okay, next message.
Hey, this is Maggie, a.k.a. Magrigal. I'm calling because I just told my husband, one of our friends, a story about the lady who married the doll and that she had twins. And my husband had a good punny joke. He said that they are actually pronounced twines. Because I'm made of fabric and twine and stuff.
Twice.
So I thought that was funny, and you guys like it. So honk honk, where are you going? La la la, love y'all.
Twines, I get it. I get it. Okay, next message.
I have a 90-day fiance thoughts. All about Natalie. Oh, sorry, something in my throat. So, number one, this is like a fun... a Bravo TLC crossover, but that joint chiropractic thing that she was like, oh, what a beautiful name for a store, which it's not. But those are a chain, and they're all owned by one of the Real Housewives of
Potomac. Oh my God, yes!
That's what you said.
I
want to
say it's Mia. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
But yeah, that's a chain. They have them all over the country. I'm sure there are real chiropractors in there, if chiropractors are even real. But, yeah, it's like a franchise.
I don't think I did say that, but I do know that.
And then also about Natalie, I am 100% convinced she did not want that job. I know we think she hasn't had a lot of work experience, but she mentioned in the job, like, having worked at a bookstore as, like, customer service, but then couldn't even lie and pretend that maybe one time she answered a phone at the bookstore. She was just like, oh, I've answered a phone, but I can't say where. So I think she didn't want that job. Like, the whole, like, won't say where she answered the phone, describing yourself as needy instead of, like, I don't know, hardworking or determined. Like, I don't know, being an immigrant is not easy. She could have said other things about herself. But just needy? Like, yeah, I guess she is. But I don't know. I'm sure Ukrainian culture is different, but I can't imagine that's how you're supposed to describe yourself.
No.
In a job interview.
Nor
would you, like, ask for, like, family gossip in a job interview. Like, I think she wants, what's the boyfriend's name, Josh? Not even her boyfriend, like, whoever this man is. I think she wants to be able to say, oh, I did the interview and it just didn't work out. So, like, will you pay for things for me? Like, I think
interesting.
She sabotages that on purpose. There's no way she's just that stupid. Because she's not stupid. maybe she's very smarter than us all. Because I think she did not want that job. She also kind of said she didn't believe in chiropractors because she went to one and they like cracked her neck real bad or something. So maybe she just didn't want that job, but like Josh was kind of making her take the interview. So that's my thoughts, is that for some reason she sabotaged that so she can have time for her acting or make Josh pay for things or just not have to work at a shady chiropractor's office. Anyways, bye.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I don't know that she's smarter than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe that's giving her too much credit, but...
yeah, that's funny. So, describe yourself. Well, I'm very needy.
Very needy. Very needy.
I'm responsible.
Okay.
Allie, I'm looking at the Bendel news that you guys released on...
Huh?
Guy with the gas. Reminds me of the week that I discovered might be lactose intolerant.
I don't think we can hear her.
I don't know what. Something guy with the gas?
I couldn't hear.
I don't know. What did you say?
Yeah, what Call did back. You say?
I don't know what. Well, moving on.
Allie and Melissa, how are you guys doing?
Hello.
It's Dina from Toronto. It's been a hot second. I haven't called since my breakdown. Life is still...
Oh.
It's gotten harder.
Oh, no.
Survived Christmas, and then we found out that my dad has cancer. So on top of my mom's Alzheimer's, my dad now has cancer. And
Day by day.
Anyways, so I'm a part-time opera singer, part-time music teacher.
Oh, wow.
Opera singer.
And on Thursday night... I was teaching an online piano lesson, and we got off the call. We were done, and 5 minutes later, the power went out.
No.
That freaking raccoon. Yeah.
You were affected by the raccoon.
My building still has enough power via generator that no one was trapped in an elevator. But because I live downtown, there were, I heard so many sirens going out. Like, so many people were trapped in elevators.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It was crazy. But I'm also a thru hiker and a backcountry backpacker. So I put on my headlamp from hiking.
Nice.
And it was red. And I actually practiced piano. So
Oh, that's fun.
I'm lame like that. But that's what I did. Yeah, wasn't too bad. All good on my end. But I was crazy though, because there were a lot of buildings that were affected, and then there were a lot of buildings that weren't. So it was really...
That's crazy.
It was weird. It was really weird. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing well. Becky, I can't even fathom what you went through. My heart goes out to you. It's so intense. I'm thinking about you as you kind of move through that and recover physically and mentally, because holy crap. Wow. If there's anything we can do, letters or anything, please let us know.
I hope
you all are well and that you had good Christmases and are getting through. We're into February. Let's do this shit. All right. Make it a great day, y'all. Bye.
Wow, a part-time opera singer.
That's cool. Call back singing. I want to hear.
I wanted to hear her sing.
I know.
You ever been to the opera?
No, we should go sometime. Have you?
I went to the opera once in New York because Martin loves the opera.
What a guy.
And I was
what
like, I don't understand. What is the opera? And we went. It was really good.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Raccoon. Can't believe the raccoon got you.
I know. I cannot believe it. Yeah, call back and sing, too. I really want to hear you. Sing for me.
Sing for me. Next message.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Indiana, the Marine, the one that always sends you funny stuff on Instagram. Maria, if you hear this, I really hope you got that bag of chips picture that I sent. Anyway,
bag of chips picture.
Y'all, new McDonald's ice cream machine lore just dropped.
What?
New?
Let me explain. So we know that McDonald's ice ice cream machines that can only be worked on by one company.
Yeah.
And it's been a conspiracy that they just make the ice cream machines break down periodically. Yes. Well, this startup called Kitsch decided that they were going to make a program that pretty much bypasses all of that. Yeah. And you can control it from your phone and an app, and it just like goes in and it fixes the problem for you so that a maintenance person doesn't have to come in. Because the company, Taylor, which is the company that owns all of the McDonald's ice cream machines. Oh crap. I totally just blanked on what I was going to say. Oh yeah. So, they ended up sending in like corporate spies.
To try to steal
this product that, Kitsch is making, this startup, so that, you know, they can, let's just say that the McDonald's documents on like this lawsuit in this case.
She heard this from our podcast.
It's redacted as the documents. Like, I'm not even joking. It's insane. So they sent in like this corporate spy, and this one guy, Gamble, he ended up getting like the software or whatever for this. And Taylor is owned by, anyway, a new software just dropped for this company that is essentially exactly the same as Kitsch.
Oh, so they did the software drop.
And that's where the lawsuit comes into play. They think this corporate spy Gamble came in and stole their software, their idea, because basically, the Kitsch software allows you to, oh my God, this is going to have to be a part two. The Kitsch software, allows you to, disconnect from the internet and crap like that. So basically what this corporate spy did was he turned it off, got the information and worked on it while it was down so that nobody noticed it, and then started this new product.
There's a part two. What was her name? Carly? Carly.
Yeah.
We did a whole episode about this. We even interviewed
the owners
of Kitsch about this whole thing. Then they, McDonald's stole the software from Kitsch. It's a whole lot. I don't know that the lawsuit has been, I think the lawsuit's still ongoing. I don't know that it's been settled yet. I think they're still like in litigation.
Right. Well, that's but crazy.
Crazy. Okay, there's a part two.
Hey, boy, yo-yoing, it's Carly again. Anyway, the McDonald's war. So basically this lawsuit just comes into play because this new startup company, not Kitsch, is owned by this company that also is in charge of Taylor, which is the company that owns all of the McDonald's ice cream machines. And I just think it's really interesting. It's like,
oh, iFixit.
It's basically just going to solidify what everybody already knew, is that Taylor, the McDonald's ice cream company that comes in, makes most of their money and revenue on repairs and like maintenance requests.
Right.
Apparently they're making like $170 million a year, which is absolutely ridiculous. So they're definitely putting in these machines that are destined to break down periodically. Nobody wants that soft serve shit anyway. So, boing-a-yo-yo-ing.
Not after what we've learned about
it. Have a good weekend or day. I'm so sorry. I'm a little high right now. Anyway, I love you guys. Bye.
Carly, we did a whole episode about this, but yeah, there's a new company called iFixit that wants to, they're asking Congress to let it basically hack the McDonald's ice cream machines to like be able to fix them for like the, what is it, the right to repair law or something.
So and another, they essentially stole the tech from Kitsch.
McDonald's stole the tech from Kitsch. And that's what the lawsuit's about. But this company, iFixit, is trying to get into those machines as well.
But I think she's saying that iFixit stole the tech from Kitsch, and that iFixit is owned
By Taylor. Is that what she said?
Yeah. iFixit is owned by Taylor, which is the company that already fixes the McDonald's stuff.
Oh.
So it's this whole weird circle of incestual weird circle.
So Taylor, like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a whole circle of
scam and stealing.
Scams and scams on top of scams. On top
scams,
of scams
on scams on
scams. Scams on scams on scams.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, next message.
Hi.
Hi.
Glad I got the right number. That came straight off the dome. I had the old number stuck in my head. Anyway, yo. It's V-Mac Drake. What's going on?
V-Mac Drake.
I've been trying to call for a while, but have not been able to because I changed my mobile plan for a minute. Anyway, I'm back on my real plan. So, what's up?
All right.
A little bit to report. God, you know, actually, I was so angry listening to Becky's message that I tried to call, knowing, you know, logically that my phone would not call, but I was like, holy fuck, I need to call up and send my regards to Becky. What a horrible story. But, you know, big love to you, Becky. I'm glad it's all worked out. While I'm here, also, huge love to Flo.
Flo.
I hope you're doing better, Chica. Chica, that also was a horrible message to hear. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad your pain's gone, you know, that you were feeling before, but it sucks that it's still there now. All right. So, why I was going to call, a few things. I've been in LA. I'm back now.
But, what?
You know, when I was in LA last, I used to go a bit. But COVID sort of fucked things up. So it's been a long time since I was last there. But we went to Tetsuo Ramen last time.
Tetsu Ramen.
God damn, that place is good.
Okay, that's a Starbucks for my
Much.
Did not disappoint again. Highly recommend to people to go to LA when I eat some ramen.
That's my neighborhood.
But also, yeah. Allie.
Yeah.
Hit up Magpies for that self-serve pie. Oh my God. That shit is legit.
It's so good.
Yes. I had my family drive us out there to Silver Lake. They're in the South Bay. And they were like, you know, they were bitching that I'm making them drive out there.
The South
dessert.
Bay. Worth it.
They all regretted bitching. Everyone loved it.
Good.
My partner loved it. She, you know, we had to hide the fact it was like gluten and dairy free and all this shit from her because she thinks that stuff's whack. And to be fair, that stuff is whack over here. We don't have, you know,
the good
population,
stuff.
I guess, that is based that way.
Mm-hmm.
Based in, like, base God terms. Anyway, whatever. She was a convert. I had the apple pie. It was insane.
Mm. Oh, that one was really good. I've had that.
Just so, so delicious. So thank you for that recommendation. I think the message is about to run out. I had more to say, but I'm driving home and cannot remember. Big love to you all.
He does call back.
That one was really good, the apple pie one.
Yeah. Magpies is so good. It's all gluten-free?
I didn't know about gluten-free, but it is like
healthy.
Vegan. Yeah, it's healthy. It's actually, it's a weight loss.
Yeah. It's like that frozen, it's like a pink berry.
Yeah.
Okay, part two.
Hello again, ladies. It's J-Mac Dre again. Two things. I don't know if it's because I'm calling internationally, but I am not getting a ring at all. It just goes straight to your voice, Melissa. I'm the voicemail. Anyway, calling back, not to correct what was probably a very rambling and disjointed message that I just left.
Very coherent.
But to, I remembered one thing. I was going to recommend a book.
Ooh.
Not sure how it will go, but I think it's great. Convenience Store Woman. Can I remember the author? She's Japanese.
Wait, is this what you read?
No.
Oh, you said crying in H Mart.
A lady who works at a convenience store. But it's also more so about, you know, the expectations of women in society, I guess, to get married and have kids and all that. And it's like a, what is the word I'm trying to think of?
What is the word
like
battle, I'm trying
not
to
the battle,
think
but, you know,
of?
It's like going against those expectations. It's really good. It's really soft and mellow and kind of meditative and wonderful. The author also wrote Earthlings, I'm pretty sure it's called, which is kind of in a similar vein, but is way weirder. And I recommend that too. But I'd start with Convenience Store Woman. If you like that, you'll like the other one. You'll also like the collection of short stories she's written. All right, I had more things to say, but I can't remember still, so enjoy. What the fuck? That's not how it goes. It goes, la, la, la.
La.
Wow. Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata.
Sounds good.
I was hoping he would say, the memory police.
The memory.
Stop! Okay, next message.
Hey guys, it's Carson City Brittany bitch.
Hey.
I am completely out of the loop. I haven't listened to you guys in forever. I just had a lot of stuff going on the past few months. So my dog in October got diagnosed with bladder cancer. Towards the end of October, actually, and I lost her. Today is the 1 month since my husband and I had to set her little spirit free.
And
I miss her a lot. We miss her a lot.
Yeah.
She turned 9 on December 29th, and we lost her on January 6th, and today is February 6th. But I miss you guys. I miss listening. I am kind of trying to catch up on the last few months. But I love you guys, and I wanted to give you that update. It was kind of a trip. So she was on a special diet for a while because she had some other health stuff going on top of the cancer. So she's on a special diet, and we have like this food. She was doing great, and then her last 2 days it hit us. We thought we were going to have like, I don't know, a few more months with her. But that didn't happen, obviously. She was doing so well, I went ahead and bought her another bag of the food, and it was like $150 bag of food. And then we lost her, and we had this whole bag of food, and we're like, what do we do with it? And we're like, you know what, we'll donate it to our local Humane Society, because that's like the kind of food they really need, because they have like a ton of just regular dog kibbles. But that's like stuff, because they have a lot of dogs with that they get, it's not a lot, but they have dogs that they have health issues or whatever. So we called them and to see if that's something they would need, and of course it was. And we told them what had happened, about us leaving our little girl, and they're like, yeah, we'd love to have that. And they're like, we have some puppies. Come get some puppy snuggles. Come get some puppy love. And I'm like, oh, we adopt a puppy. My husband's like, we don't want a puppy. And they're like, no, you don't have to get a puppy.
Uh-huh. They adopted a puppy.
We went in, and like 2 minutes before we got there to drop off the food to the Humane Society. So this was like the Friday after we had, after her little spirit was set free. So that previous Saturday is when she was freed. Her spirit was freed.
Next message. I like that she's saying her spirit was freed.
That's really sweet.
Hey guys, Carson City, Brittany Mitch part two. So that Friday following, like 6 days after we lost her, 2 minutes before we got to the shelter, we got a call that Bailey's ashes were ready to be picked up. Oh. And we were kind of like a little bit of a mess going in to the shelter to drop that off. And they're like, all right, we have you scheduled for a puppy visit. So they put us in this room and they bring this little puppy in, and she's really sweet. And she was on a Native American reservation. Her and her litter mates, they were found. And they all had parvo, and they all almost died from parvo. They were so sick.
Asher had parvo.
Right.
But they were able to get them better. And when we met her, she's only 11 weeks old. But so she had that. And then I guess they're having just such problems with so many people not spaying and neutering their dogs. So they're spaying them and neutering them really early before they're adopted. So she's like the day before only 11 weeks old. She had gotten spayed and her brother had like attacked her really bad. Like,
oh no,
she had all over her, like on her face. Like he got on her head. But they separated them and she was okay. It was just like superficial scabs or wounds, whatever. But his name was Gaston, and they called her Beauty. And I'm like, what's the perfect fucking name for him? Because Gaston is such a bully. And Beauty and the Beast. But so they brought her in, 1 week old, and we're just hearing her story, like her fighting for her life. Like she came into this world right around the time Bailey got diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And while Bailey was battling cancer, this little puppy was fighting for her life, you know, trying to get better from parvo. And I was like, you know, we got that call 2 minutes before we went there, and I just feel like Bailey was saying that,
sweetie,
we needed to take the little girl home.
Aww.
So we did. We took her home. We adopted her.
And,
we have our other dog, Mac, and he's old as fuck. He's just grumpy, but
he
recently started playing with her. We got her, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. So that's my update. We adopted a little.
I think there's another part.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, that's so great.
Next part. Hey, Carson City, Brittany Bitch. Yeah, so we got a puppy. We have our old man, and he's sleeping. Puppy's sleeping right now. She's napping. But, I just wanted to call and give you guys an update. And I've missed you guys. Aww. And I hope everyone's doing well. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Aw, the puppy.
Yeah, congratulations.
One more time. Short message.
Carson City, Brittany Bitch again. I just wanted to clarify to you that we didn't get the puppy to replace Bailey, because Bailey was saying, she's my spirit pup, my soul pup, and always will be.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I just wanted to say that she's not like a replacement. I'm not like one of those people that like will move on, get over it. I still miss Bailey.
No, of course.
So much. Every day.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yeah, but I'm not an asshole. I'm not like trying to replace her.
No.
I just heard little girl's story. And oh, I forgot to tell you. So, honey, we didn't keep the name Beauty. We call her BB. Her name's BB. And she's a little love. She's also a puppy, so she gets her feral puppy moments, of course, which is to be expected. Yeah. But, I just wanted to say that. Okay. All right. Bye.
Oh,
congratulations. Doggies. And we know it's not a replacement, but it's you're saving another dog and giving it a beautiful life. And that's wonderful.
Yeah. The only, like, it sucks when your pets die, but like the upside I like to think of is that it makes room for you to rescue another animal.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really
special.
You can
save another puppy's life.
Yeah.
Oh, poor puppy.
Yeah.
Nine's a long time. You had a good 9 years. That's a good, it's a good long time.
That's a good life.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last voicemail.
That's it. All right, guys. Well, we love all of you. Thank you so much for calling in. And for supporting each other and for being vulnerable with us. We always really, really appreciate it. It moves us very much. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.